Africa Global Radio, our story, our growth, our future.
It's the Africa Daily Show on Africa Global Radio. I am Barry, and I told you earlier that I was going to be telling you something, and I wasn't going to let the cat out of the bag, but finally, I have to say it. It's all about poetry. I mean, for some of us who really love the creative world, poetry is something that you cannot help but wonder, what are they saying? It's so deep. It's deep.
It's deep.
It's deep. That's the signature in the house. But it's deep. It's always deep. You just need to find a very good lonely time. Mm. Thank you, Richard Akita, to decipher what deep, you know, means in this regard when it comes to poetry. But we're definitely going to be engaged in Emma Ofosua Donko.
Miss. We can keep to Emma Ofosua.
Emma Ofosua,
yes.
So we can parcel don't go outside.
Yes.
Great. It's good to have you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
To the Africa Daily Show. What do I see there? Courage, fear. Which one are you?
Which it's category? Courage over fear.
Oh, courage over fear.
Yeah.
Ah, I thought it's courage / fear. It's like, why am I bagging these two? But I like the color of your t-shirt. Is that your favorite color?
It works well for my skin color.
Really?
So it does.
All right. The graphic designers will get to tell us more about that. But it's good to have you.
Thank you.
And you're a poet.
I am.
For how long now?
Close on a decade.
10 years?
Yes.
If I had a kid around that time, I would have been called Dada.
Different on this.
Wow.
I've been. I think it's in 2009. Mm. So that's a little over that.
What made you get into poetry?
Well, I think it started for me as ranting in front of my mirror.
Ranting?
Yes. So, right. If
ranting about?
Everything and anything. Uh-huh. If nothing makes sense, I'll talk to myself. And I was almost like...
Mirror, mirror, who is the most ranting person on the
world? You know how like you're the youngest kid in the house, mm-hmm. and you're not able to talk back at adults because in an African home, you don't talk
you
back.
You don't do that.
Exactly.
Right.
So when someone upsets you and you can't say whatever you want to say to them,
the go-to
you soak
is
it
the
all
mirror.
In and then stand in front of the mirror, assume they are there and pour it all out.
Okay.
And do all your dissing in front of the mirror. Then you come back out with the smile. So that was how I coped until... You see, the story is in different forms. So
but just give me a brief.
I recall that in 2009,
yeah.
a friend then gave me, if someone I hadn't met before,
okay.
met for the first time and was the only time I met her until about a month or two ago when I reconnected with her. So from 2009, that was the last time. And I remember she gave me a flip book to write in. And she wrote on the first page and said, "You speak well.
Okay.
I like how you speak. Mm-hmm. So you should probably be writing. You should be a poet."
Right.
And for me, that was where I remember I started. But recently, as I've been doing it in public spaces, friends from primary school reach back and go, "You're still doing this, then you did it all the way back in primary." And so memory for me is a funny thing. I think it plays a trick on you. So it goes way back from primary, but I vividly recall it's been a very fundamental, active part of me from 2009.
You were also the founder of All African Women Poetry Festival.
Humbly so.
Wow. The festival has been running, or is this, are you yet to, or it's something that you've been doing for some time now?
Okay, so this is the inaugural edition.
Like the very first one?
This is the very first one. But in 2019, we attempted to start in 2019.
Let me guess, COVID came around.
We can't blame it on COVID. I think it was more, it kind of dovetailed into the COVID thing.
Right.
So it was an easy escape to go blame it on COVID.
Right.
But I think it was deeper than that. Mm. And so a lot of technical issues, a lot of getting the team together. I wasn't ready. And so I think timing, preparation, resources happened, planning and being as detailed as we could. It took us 3 years to bounce or to actually fully launch it out. So this will be the first time it's happening, and it will continue annually from here on.
So what is it about?
It is about women. So women are doing the storytelling. Men are welcome to listen.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So women are doing the telling.
That's a new way of putting it.
Yes. Women are doing the telling. So we have... I mean, what we are working with is telling the African story from the woman's perspective, but through poetry.
Right.
And so for the most part, we've had stories being told, and women are either, if you pick a book, they are more like the footnotes in the story, or they are not named at all of what they did, how they did it. We all almost always hear about what the men did and how they did it. So why don't we let the women tell the story how they know it to be, and probably paint the Africa they want to see? So we want to tell the story, tell it well, tell it from the woman's perspective, but do it with the form or the art form that has been intrinsically part of our culture from as far back as we can recall. So do it through poetry, and that's what it's going to be.
So that's the kind of like the theme, telling the African story from the woman's perspective through poetry.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Right, right, right. And how has the membership been like? Like, what's the numbers? Are we looking at a very encouraging number, or we're getting there?
Shoot for the stars. You might catch a moon on your way down or catch a few clouds, whichever way, but we're shooting for the stars. And so it's going to be 10 poets from 6 African countries. We have South Africa represented, Nairobi represented, Ivory Coast represented. Wow. We have Zimbabwe.
Okay.
We have Nigeria. Mm. And then we have 5 from Ghana.
Wow.
So 6 countries, 10 poets. And we're privileged to have the second lady as our guest of honor.
Oh,
so,
great.
Well,
great.
We're shooting all the way to the stars.
Oh, you definitely surpassed the stars, I can tell you.
You know. So, we're just hopeful that people will turn up and support. The concert, however, is ticketed. So that is going for 100 CDs to enter.
Okay.
But every other programming within the 4-day period of the festival is for free. You just have to RSVP.
So there are other events or programs like prior to the D-Day.
Absolutely. Let me run through you through that. So we have the 25th, which is the African Union Day, to the 28th of May. Now, on the 25th through to the 28th, there are about 19 programs happening. And so you have panel conversations, you have workshops, you have book readings, you have book launches, you have an inter-school spoken word competition, which has 4 secondary schools in Accra contesting for a prize, and they are delivering African poems written by women poets. And so that contest, that contest or that competition will happen on the Friday the 26th.
Okay.
And then we have a film screening. We have movies showing. So we're showing a movie by a South African producer called We're Dying Here. That's on the Friday. We're doing Moon Over Ebri, which is also produced by a Ghanaian woman. And then we have Ya Santwa, which is about women but produced by a guy, Jesse. And so these stories will be told, and we're doing the whole movie in the park thing. So come have fun, relax, chill with us.
25th to the 28th.
25th to 28th. From 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day.
When is it happening? Where is it happening?
So the programming is between the British Council and the Art Africa Gallery.
Between?
Yes. So some are happening at British Council. Some are happening at Art Africa Gallery on the Oxford Street opposite the ShopRite.
Okay.
Above the Fidelity building or bank.
So where can we get these tickets? I mean, online?
Or online, on our website.
What's the website?
At All African Women poetryfestival.com, the entire name of the festival.com.
Yes. What about the number we can call you on?
So you can,
I have my Momo line ready. I mean, I could be the one to
to
volunteer.
To call, volunteer.
Yeah, 100 cities is no joke, is it?
It's not. So what we can do is people can WhatsApp 020.
Okay.
Give me a second to pull that out.
No problem. I mean,
yeah, so 020-196-7272. 020-196-7272 to reserve their tickets or go on the website and reserve a ticket.
Right.
And then we'll send you, when you message this number, we'll send you the payment details to make payments.
Emma Ofosua, I reserve the other one, I'm not going to mention it, founder of All African Women Poetry Festival. She's been doing poetry for the past 10 years. That's a decade. And it's been really good. I mean, the smile on her face says it all. You know, one would ask, does it really pay? Don't worry. You get to find that, all of that, when you get to the festival. Let's not give them all the ice, do we?
No,
we don't. So yeah, when we get there, we find out. Now the event is happening from the 25th to the 28th of May 2023 between Arts Africa Gallery and the British Council. Osu Oxford Street, right?
Yeah, so Art Africa is on the Oxford Street. British Council is just adjacent to the
National Theatre.
Just beside World Trade Center.
Okay. I mean, I want you to tell all the women, I mean, you're on a global platform, not just Ghana, but Africa, the diaspora. something about poetry and women involved here?
Poetry for me is the language we use to express or give expression to our shared human experiences, the right. commonality right. amongst all of us. And so when you have no words, poetry is a place to go. When you can't string together long sentences, poetry is a place to go. When nothing makes sense, poetry is the place to go to unravel and make sense out of it. So you really have a great tool at your disposal if you can, or if you can write or perform poetry. If not, you can read other poetry resources as okay. well. But for women, really, there is no format, there's no right or wrong approach to this. There right. are academic, technical ways poetry is done. But really, on the regular daily basis, you are encouraged to write whatever your story is, in whichever form it comes to you, in your native language, if that's what comes to you easily. Just write. Your shortest pencil is better than the longest or your trusted long-term memory. So write whatever, however you can, in whichever way you can. Write it on the hearts of your children by telling it to them. Right. Tell it to your household, whichever form. But don't stop telling your story in whichever way you can tell it.
Super. Thank you for giving me an opener. Write the shortest pencil. I'll start it on that note. But thank you very much for coming through. And I believe we will be meeting each other because we definitely want to be there. Because the 25th of May, obviously, Africa Union Day. Yeah. Let's see how the women bring it on board.
Yes.
Especially from your space.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Barry, I just quickly wanted to mention that people could check out AAWP Festival across social, so YouTube, Instagram, to get all the updates. So all the flyers are on there, all the links are on there. So at AAWP Festival, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
All right. Yes. Okay. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you so
Looking
much.
Looking forward to seeing you perform. The shortest pencil has the eraser. And anyway, thank you very much. It's the Africa Daily Show on Africa Global Radio.